The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by our friend Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst, talk about trends in the New Orleans area. How you doing, Arthur?
Doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
How is the real estate market in the New Orleans area?
Well, actually, it's picked up, which is very exciting to see. You know, interest rates a year ago were around 8%. Now they've dropped down to about 7%. So it doesn't sound like an enormous drop, but psychologically that's pushed some people into the market, and it's pushed some home builders, new construction projects into the market. So we're seeing a bit of a spike in new construction in the St. Tammany market.
Because of the interest rates or inflation, or because nothing's come down on building materials, has it, Arthur?
No, it's really been inflation has really hit them, but there just seems to be some consumer confidence in the Mandeville-Covington market right now with some of the infrastructure projects that are going on. So there seem to be a lot more focused activity in that part of the North Shore.
Where does the ban on I don't know what's going on with Mike Cooper and the moratorium or wherever that stands, but I'm just wondering, from a buyer's perspective, if people are thinking, you know what, if we got a chance to build and we want to live on the North Shore, we're going to do it right now while we have a chance?
Well, actually, that's a really good point, because it's really outstanding right now. We've seen a real spike in new construction in new homes for sale in the Mandeville-Covington market. And it's anytime you see new construction coming online, that's a very positive feeling. That obviously the home builders feel like they're getting enough interest from consumers that it's worth doing some spec homes and custom homes. So a lot of custom home building going on the North Shore.
Is it primarily upper end homes that are being built? People that have, you know what I'm saying?
No, not really. I think anything from 200 to 450 is probably the hot zone for a new construction right now. So there's still some affordable homes in the 200,000. And of course, Tommy, anytime you put on a lot of new construction, that puts pressure on existing home sales to price a little bit more competitively as well. So more inventory certainly is coming on the market. And as a result of that, you know, it's even with these interest rates, it's becoming a buyer's market. And yes, well, why Mandeville-Covington? Well, it's got to be insurance. Yeah. You know, obviously, there's still pressure. Orleans Parish, we've certainly seen pressure on home sales there in some of the areas that are really, really subject to insurance rates and flood insurance things. But people are very concerned now that hurricane season is basically over. People are feeling a little bit, I guess, more comfortable about making some plans for their lifestyle.
So when it comes to insurance, is it everything below I-12?
Well, you hate to say just everything, because that's kind of a broad statement, but certainly that's kind of a delineation point. Certainly there are properties that are elevated have lower rates and things like that. But as a general rule, south of I-12, anything in this low-lying area around, you know, the streams and rivers, that's certainly areas of concern. But again, a lot of activity in the Covington area, a lot of anticipation, and I guess excitement, if you want to say, above the Bogafalia Bridge in Covington. They're building that new bridge going over, and it's going pretty quickly. So I think people at home builders are looking at that area and saying that's going to be the new growth area when they get rid of that bottleneck on the causeway. And it'll certainly help hurricane evacuation routes. That's probably its biggest benefit.
So let's face it, insurance rates are not going to come down. I don't think Tim Temple will tell you they're going to come down. The best I think they can hope for is for them to stabilize, and even that depends on what happens with hurricane season and so forth. I guess what I'm wondering, Arthur, what does that portend long term for people that, like myself, that own homes in Belchase or in the West Bank or south of I-12?
Well, it's going to continue to be a problem, obviously. I think the spikes are gone in the insurance realm. I certainly hope that. I think we'll see modest increases. I think that there was a lot of knee-jerk interest rate increases over the storms recently, and I think insurance companies wanted to make sure they had plenty of premiums in place to cover themselves. But we had a fairly, I hate to say peaceful, because North Carolina and Florida in those areas certainly would not agree, but it could have been a much worse hurricane season that we had this past year. It was bad, but not horrific as some years. So I think that kind of calmed the insurance market a little bit, that they had some reserves in place to cover. And so I don't think we're going to see those huge increases. I think the reinsurance companies have pretty much stabilized out their risks across the world, not just here. So I think we'll see some modest increases in insurance. But I don't see the huge spikes like we've seen the last couple of years.
But they're not coming down.
Not a chance.
No, absolutely.
Let's be blunt.
Not a chance. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm just trying to keep it real, Arthur, because, you know, when people hear insurance reform and everything else, they think, we're going to go back to 1962 rates. And, guys, that's not going to happen. We'll take a break, pick it up with Arthur Sturbco. We come back talking about real estate. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Somebody had a question about the equity ladder they always hear you talk about. So you can talk about that when we come back. And the difference between, even though it might be a higher interest rate than you'd like, getting on that equity ladder as opposed to renting. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst, as we often do, to get a feel for the pulse of the real estate market in New Orleans. Arthur, somebody texted in about, they got grown kids, it's a long text, but basically wondering when's the right time to make the move. And really, when it comes to that equity ladder you always talk about, well, first of all, maybe explain what the equity ladder is and then go into that, please.
Well, an equity ladder, I always refer to buying a home as an equity ladder. It's basically earning money just for living in a house, so buying a single-family home and living in it. And over time, as the appreciation of that home grows, just because of its natural growth and its value, you're also decreasing the loan amount each time. So not only are you getting the benefit of appreciation, but you're reducing the loan amount each year. So when you do finally decide to sell or trade up, you've got more equity in the house than when you started. So more money in your checking account. And I have to tell everybody, you know, you can't picnic on a CD. A single family home is still the best investment and for security for most people. Obviously, if somebody's going to be moving in a year or 2 years or something, that's a different story because it's, you know, it's possibly more volatile. But over time, you know, the average home sale in New Orleans has increased about 5.5% per year in good times and bad. So there have been times when the oil bust where prices went down 20-30%. Been times when it's gone up 15-20%. But over time, single family homes have always held its value and maintained the or exceeded the rate of inflation. So always a good buy, and today is probably one of the better days to be able to talk about it, Tommy. The amount of inventory that has come onto the market in the last 60 days has been astonishing, to be blunt. The number of homes for sale, it's very dramatic, especially in the St. Tammany area. So a lot of new growth, and I think a lot of it has to do with insurance. People being pushed from one area to another area and looking for maybe, you know, schools, education, politics, whatever their reason for moving, there's movement going on.
But with that being said, not everybody can live south of I-12, right?
That's correct. Well, some people, a lot of people have to live South Rochester. That's where their jobs are.
Right.
That's where their families are. Let me tell you, Orleans Parish is still a heck of a nice place to live. I don't think everybody's evacuating the place. New Orleans has got a storied history and will be around for a lot longer than you or I, Tommy. So sales there are still solid.
Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate your time and your insight as always. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Author of several books. We're going to dig deep into Governor Landry's tax package, how it was initially presented, what passed, and what the results are. And then we're going to talk to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, about college football's early signing period starting tomorrow. A lot coming up. Stay with us.